And we are joined this morning by Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Joe.
Sarah did venture out last night, and you were lucky enough to see this.
Yeah, I went last night, and I'm glad that you asked me to go, actually, finally. But what happened is that when you told me to go and watch this play, I had no idea what it was about. I've done some research before going, and I was like, wow, amazing, because I'm a big fan of Orson Welles.
Well, yeah,
myself.
you're a communications student.
Yeah, and I'm a film studies. So like, Orson Welles is, for me, the goddess. Like, he's
the god.
Like, yeah, the god in filmmaking. And
he is for everybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is he pretty much introduced most of the stuff that
the techniques depth of field is Orson Welles. It's all about him.
Yeah.
So like, when you talk about Orson Welles, everybody should know him. If you don't know him, you're on another planet. If you didn't know him before, after all that you've been hearing today, you should know him. So you will know him. So what happened? So I went with a friend of mine who knew nothing about films, who knew nothing about Orson Welles.
How do you know nothing about Orson Welles?
That's what I've told her, especially when you're my friend. How can you not know Orson Welles or Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane, yeah.
So, but it was good because I could have seen her point of view as someone who doesn't know and myself as someone who's like crazy about him. Orson Welles. So it was interesting to see the contrast of our understanding and how we see the play.
And I imagine after seeing it, if you did know anything about Orson Welles, it would make you want to
learn more about it. Yeah, yeah, that's when my friend came and she was asking me a bunch of questions as, who's that guy, what he does, and what he has done. And I was like, how can, don't you know him? You know my friend anymore. Anyway, so let's see what I can say. First, amazing. Like, if I have to describe it in one word, I would say it's amazing. Before starting to go into details to saying what I liked about it and what I didn't like about it, I just want to emphasize that, just to remind you that putting a play together, just like making a movie, takes several elements to make it happen. And the success of the final work depends on the overall effect of what each of the elements that come together brings to the work. So therefore, a way of evaluating fairly a work of art, including plays, is to look at the performance of each element separately. I'm just saying that to tell you how I'm looking at it, because I know work of arts are abstract, and we want it to be fair, and it's not always easy, but we need somehow to evaluate the work, right?
Be objective, but...
Exactly. So I went looking at it. I was all excited. I was like, wow, Orson Welles. I'm crazy about it. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to go with the bad thing first.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to finish with the good thing.
Okay.
The acting, I was not impressed. I'm sorry, but I was not impressed.
It's opening night, though.
Opening night, maybe because he was nervous, maybe because it was the opening that he didn't give his 100%. But in general, when you're looking at the good performance, you're looking if the characters comes into life, and to me, it wasn't.
Okay.
And another thing, like the proof that it wasn't, it's because when it was starting, especially at the beginning, he just started, and apparently at certain time, it was supposed to be funny, but nobody was laughing. There was like maybe two or three laughs, which is awkward when there's 50 people and there's only two or three laughs. So that didn't work well. However, what worked well, what saved him, was the script. And I know he's a co-writer too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good job on the writing, even if the acting was not the best. Because, I mean, if you know Orson, by the way, if you don't know Orson Welles, and you shouldn't go, but it's not the best play to watch for you. But if you like movies and Orson Welles, like, it's better if you know about it. Or if you do some research on it to be more interested.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Anyway, so the reference that were there from the movies, like Touch of Evil, like The Third Man, like Citizen Kane, which was repeatedly mentioned, also like the like some scenes that they were used in play, these references just made the play amazing, and these are the time that we had laughs. And we were like, oh my God, I know that part. It was on that movie. I know what he's talking about. It was that place. So these are amazing things that saved him. And we had laughs, and people were laughing and were enjoying the play. Okay, that was about the acting. Now let's talk about the amazing thing, which is what I love the most about it. It was the mise-en-scène. I mean,
the lighting.
The lighting, everything.
And actually,
the
guy who did the lighting is the same guy who co-wrote.
Exactly. So I'm telling you, like, regardless of the acting, and it was not bad, but it was not amazing. Like, the mise-en-scène, like, was totally worth it. I mean, the shadow of the whole mood of film noir was all there. And also, when we were talking about mise-en-scène, we also talked about the music. The soundtrack used was amazing. It was always there in the background. I mean, like, I'm not going to give you away the juicy details because you have to go and watch it. And it's totally worth it, the price. But even the set itself, the way they put the set together, you would have such a great surprise. And also, by the way, there's a very strong interaction between the actor and the audience itself, because it's that guy who's just talking to its audience. And the interaction is totally there. So I'm telling you, the mise-en-scène is like, I was overly, there is no word for it. I was like overwhelmed. And by the way, I talked to the guy who did the mise-en-scène, which is, I don't remember his name. What was his name?
Lebrecht.
Yeah. And I am like, I have to go and talk to the guy and tell him, like, congratulate him. It was amazing.
Well, the City Brofman Theater is a nice theater to see stuff in.
Well, I'm going to give you some details. So it's at City Brofman, like Joe said, and it's going to be at 5170 Côte Saint-Luc. Côte Saint-Catherine, sorry, not Côte Saint-Luc, Côte Saint-Catherine, and you can go on www.citybrofman.org. The admission, you can call to buy the tickets at 790-1245. So in overall, I would say totally worth it, and like I said, a work of art success with everything coming together, regardless of the fact that the acting was decent, we're gonna say, not the best, but decent. And the fact that the mise-en-scène was, like, taking over that missing part, it's totally worth it. Go and watch. You're not going to regret.
And it runs about an hour and a half, is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. Usually it starts at 8 o'clock, if I'm right.
Yeah.
Monday to Thursday, it's 8 o'clock. On Saturday, 8:30. On Sunday, 7 o'clock. So you have the option of going whenever you want. And also, other stuff going on. Yes, we do have other stuff. Let me see. There is some exhibition. Yeah. Current exhibition at Musée d'Art Contemporain. There is a major exhibition in Montreal. You've probably seen it everywhere. You know that famous kind of book, and there is like wings on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Well, that's the exhibition called Heaven and Earth by Anselm Kiefen. So it's going to be on until April 30. You should go. It's amazing. During the week, it's $8 for adult, $4 for student. And it's free for under 12 years old. And it's free admission every Wednesday evening from 6 to 9 o'clock. So this retrospective exhibition features some 40 works by an artist who is widely regarded as among the most important in all of contemporary art. His exceptional artistic path is here retraced, displaying works from the past 30 years. Painting, photography, sculpture, installation, as well as works in the form of books are among his means of expressions. His works, however, have been seldom seen in North America, and in fact, this will mark his first exhibition in Canada. There is also another exhibition, which is the new film and video programs. It's been starting since September 2005. And it ends soon, actually. You still have 2 weeks to go and watch. It's ending this year, March 19th. With its program of new media performances, contemporary music, theater, and experimental cinema, the museum introduces visitors to innovative practices in contemporary art. I've seen few pictures on it, actually, and it really made me interested. Like, I really want to go and watch. It looks amazing.
How much is it?
Like I said, it's during the week, it's $8 for adult, and it's $4 for student, and under 12, it's free. But if you want to go for free, you're broke, you can still go on Wednesday night between 6 to 9.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's always good. Art should be free for everyone. Art should be accessible to everyone. That's what I believe.
There you go.
Also, what else? There is two festivals. I mentioned them last week, but I'm going to mention them to remind you this week as well. There is the One Festival International du Film pour Enfants de Montréal. The NFP Cinéma welcomes the 9th Festival International du Film pour Enfants de Montréal from March 4th to 12th, so you still have a few days to go. And for those of you who have children in spring breaks, for the spring break, so you don't know what to do, it's perfect. Featuring screening of the best recent films from around the world for children and youth, plus family filmmaking workshops. This festival will appeal to kids, as I said, 3 to 103. So there is no age for it.
3 to 103.
Yeah. And, okay. For more info, you can go on the website, which is www.fifem.com. There is also the International Festival of Film on Art. It's going to be... Oh, by the way, the film for the Festival of the Film, it's on all in French. So I'm sorry for the English people, but it's going to be all in French. There's also the International Festival of Film on Art. It's going to be in English, French, or other language, but they're going to have subtitle French and English. The world's largest and most prestigious festival of films on art, and the only event of its kind in the Americas. FIFA is an annual 10 days get-together for film fans, artists, and professionals from the local and international film industry and artworks. World, sorry. So let me see. The tickets, it's $8.50, and it's till March 19th. So these are amazing stuff. I'm telling you, you should at least go once, because once you go, you're going to go every year, single year. So that's about it for today. By the way, we have free tickets for the play. Everybody's wells.
Two pairs.
And whoever calls first, they are the one getting it.
514-398-4616. Get your free tickets.
And it's a really, like, and amazing the phones are lighting experience. Up.
So I'm going to let Sarah get that.
Okay, I'm
going to
answer.
And I am going to thank Estelle Rosen, who runs the Upstage program. You can see that program Thursday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and every Thursday. And I want to thank her for doing that interview with Mr. Lebrecht, and who is the man who co-wrote Everybody's Wells, and he is also the lighting designer. And as you can tell from Sarah's review, the lighting was exceptional.